actually saying that the church is boring. I think that the thing is that a lot of people who don't go to church remember it being boring when they went 30 or 40 years ago. I think actually if they came back to church now, they'd be quite surprised at how much things have changed. So it's more that there's a perception of the church being boring because that's how people remember it. But I think one of the main problems we've got is that we're not terribly good in the church at moving with the times. And one of the conclusions that I came to when I was writing this book, which looks at the whole history of Christianity, is that the church has always adapted to changes in culture and society. And pretty much when Christianity has been most successful at spreading around places has been when it's really been adapting to the culture it's in and answering the questions people are answering. And I think at the moment, we're not very good at doing that. We're so often, you know, when Christians are in the media, we're there saying that we disapprove of things, which is not what most people think.
But isn't there a danger, though, that if the church tries too hard to adapt to the 21st century, it'll start watering down what it's preaching, so it becomes more acceptable?
Yeah, that's certainly one of the things that people are worried about. People are very worried that Christianity is right in the churches and that everything else in culture is wrong and the churches need to be protected from a sort of contamination from things outside the church. I don't think that's the heart of the Christian message. I think the heart of the Christian message is about God coming into the world. God made the world. He saw that it was good in Genesis. And then Jesus, of course, was born as a natural person and lived in the real world. And I think now we are very scared in the churches of relating to the culture around us. I'm not saying that we should change the message of Christianity.
But you talk about living in the real world. I mean, there is a real image problem here, because as far as a lot of people are concerned, the church doesn't live in the real world. You know, they've got dusty old buildings, church leaders talk posh, they wear funny clothes and so on.
We have got a serious image problem. I think that is one of my main conclusions. I mean, the church has often, through history, has adapted, and it's gone through periods when it has been able to adapt to society and actually be taught to real people, and it's gone through periods when it's been very, very remote and has been the religion of the rich and has been used to oppress people, and that's something that certainly that theologians are very aware of and have repented of.
But children are is another big issue, because children see the church as being uncool and irrelevant. There's a whole generation now that didn't go to Sunday school, possibly never been inside a church. So how do you attract the church of tomorrow?
Yeah, I think in a way the fact that they haven't been to Sunday school, you know, in this generation is in a way quite helpful, because a lot of children don't actually have a view now of the church as boring and irrelevant. It's their parents that have that view. I go into schools and children are fascinated by the stories about Jesus, by what Christians think, by what's happened in our history, by how we might approach problems now, how we might reflect on things. They ask for prayers. They're really interested. What they don't want is to be told to sit still for an hour while somebody talks a long way away. That's not actually what a lot of churches are like now, but I think we do need to get that right and to make sure that when people do come into church, they get that quality of experience.